can't recall what it is I want to do. I can't control it. I'm lying on the ground. I'm stranded on the ground. And I don't know how I will get back up on my feet.
Listening to Modern Jazz Today. Let's keep the music rolling. Coming up next is Alex Skolnick Trio. We'll check into the tune Culture Shock off the album Conundrum. Also, Chris Lightcap's got a new one called Superette. We'll check into the tune Jolly featuring Nels Klein. Let's check it out.
Thank you. Up next, we're reaching into the vault. We're talking Sarah Vaughan from the album Sarah Vaughan Sings the Standards. We're going to listen to the standard, Have You Met Miss Jones?
Have you met old Jones? Someone said as we shook hands, he was just old Jones to me. Then I said, old Jones, you're a guy who understands. I'm someone who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I owned the earth and sky. Now I've met old Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die. Old Jones and I shall boop do weep do weep do weep ba shoo be ba do you need now. Say oh ya ba woo weep da boo do weep. He was just old Jones to me. Say baby, ha, baby, da. I'm someone who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I own the earth and the sky. We'll keep on meeting till we die, old Jones, and I, old Jones and I.
This is Bird Note. Dr. Clinton Francis is a sensory ecologist who studies how noise pollution affects birds, like this black-headed grosbeak. He says sounds from machines and vehicles can really disrupt bird behavior because, for most birds, their sense of hearing isn't very good.
Even though birds do rely on acoustics and hearing quite strongly, your typical bird hears about half as well as we do.
Birds rely on their hearing to sense predators and prey and for mating. They need to hear each other's songs and calls in order to communicate and find each other. That makes them very sensitive to noise pollution. Clinton says some species, like the black-headed grosbeak, will just avoid places that get too loud for them.
In our long-term study sites in New Mexico, where we've studied how noise from essentially the energy sector restructures bird communities, we see a complete loss of about one-third of species in noise-polluted areas.
But Clinton says there are lots of ways to help, from switching to quieter electric vehicles to using lawn equipment outside of morning hours when birds are singing the most. Rakes are strongly encouraged. Or just leave the leaves. Learn more about what you can do to reduce noise pollution on the Bring Birds Back podcast. Listen in your favorite podcast app or at birdnote.org. I'm Tasha Lawson.
Hello, netizens and dear listeners of Bitcoover FM. We've been on the air for 8+ years, and we just want to take this time to say thank you for tuning in every week, helping grow the program, and staying locked right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.